Hello and welcome to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. My name is Megan Moore.
And I'm Gloria Rogers.
It is week 10 of the Washington State legislative session, and there are only 39 days left of session.
And sorry to our listeners who noticed this podcast was a day late. Yes. Our staff took a little break, and we had to release this on Wednesday.
A much needed break. I didn't work at all this weekend, which might come back to bite me, but it was very luxurious taking those days off.
I'm glad we both were able to take a break this weekend. Mm-hmm. So anything happened while we were away?
Well, as our listeners know, bills that were passed off the floor are now in their respective policy committees. Last week was a buzz with hearings on many bills, but many of the bills just kind of hung out in this limbo space for a little while. It took a few days for bills to get sorted into their policy committees. So now we're just waiting for hearings on our priority bills to happen or hearings to get scheduled. There's still a lot of bills that haven't been scheduled yet. So in that sort of limbo space, I was able to do a deep dive into our list to see which bills died, which are likely designated as NTIB, so necessary to implement the budget, and which bills are still moving.
Are there any bills that died that we're bummed about?
Yeah. Quite a few, actually. So a number of the firearm violence bills died, like the one that would require people to safely store guns while traveling in their cars, and the one to limit bulk purchases or transfers of firearms and ammunition. We're also really bummed about the bill that would have expanded the Governor's Council on Health Disparities to add one member from the Governor's Committee on Disability Issues and Employment, the LGBTQ Commission, the Women's Commission, a federally recognized tribe, as well as four additional members of the public. This council brings community voice to make recommendations to the governor on health policy. Now, unfortunately, the hearings were not great. They were very heated, very racist, unfortunately. There was a ton of backlash against this bill. Especially as the Trump administration signed its executive order to stop DEI work. Those hearings were hard to watch, and I'm really sorry that this bill and its companion both died. Additionally, there were bills that we are following that would provide comprehensive cancer education programs, create a housing program for young adults in extended foster care, increased screening for hepatitis B and C, and also a bill that would allow localities to create a small tax for public health clinics. All of those died, unfortunately.
Wow, it's so sad to see when good bills die.
I know, and this is honestly a small portion of our list. Our tracker is 4 pages long of dead bills alone. This is just the reality of the process, though. So the legislative process is set up to create bottlenecks so that bills will die. Mm-hmm. And this year, even more in this budget, as our listeners know well.
So what's up with the budget? Do we have any updates?
Yes. Finally, we have some updates on the budget. So yesterday, March 18th, the economic revenue forecast was released. This is more of an accurate picture of how the economy is doing based on the first few months of the year. So it will show us how the real estate market's doing, how consumers are spending, and also how many people are just taking advantage of state services.
Of course, we don't have an update for you on this yet because we are recording this podcast before the forecast has been released.
Yeah. Yep. And then next week, between Monday the 24th and Tuesday the 25th, both the House and the Senate are going to release their draft budgets.
Wait, so they released two versions?
Yeah, they released two versions that are actually companion bills. There will be hearings to adopt the proposed changes, and then the House and the Senate will work to meld those bills together. They will have to agree to drop one of the bills and move forward one of them as a vehicle, just like any other companion bill.
And how long does it usually take to do all this?
It usually takes a month. like the whole last month of session of behind the scenes work to bring the two budget bills together. And I'm referring to the operating budget right now. But as our listeners know, and we've talked about before, there's also the transportation and the capital budgets. These kind of this process is happening to all three budgets at the same time. So during this time, people are going to be advocating on the budget. You can advocate on the budget once it's released. You can reach out directly to your legislators to say something is important to fund or it's important for a less cut, if that's possible. Things can still change up until the final budget is fully adopted. So both the House and the Senate will have to vote on the final bill. This is usually one of the very last things that gets done in session towards the very end of April this year.
What happens if they don't vote to adopt it?
Well, first, they would be pretty annoyed if that kind of vote happened publicly. So by the time they vote on it, they know what the votes are going to be. I just want to say that. But in the meantime, in the next month, whipping up the votes means, you know, if a member decides that they are going to vote no, do they have any negotiating power here? Like, I would love to see this in the budget and then I'll be a yes, right? So think about some of those political shows. That's how it goes behind the scenes, sort of. But theoretically, if it didn't pass, the legislature would have to call what is called a special session.
Oh no, what is that?
Doesn't it just sound so special? A special session. So a special session can be called any time by the governor or by 2/3 vote of the legislature. Each special session lasts one whole month. And there have been times, the most recent was when the state was figuring out how to fund education in our state called McCleary, where multiple special sessions were called back to back. There was a point when the legislature was still going strong in July.
Oh my gosh. So you're saying we could be here until July?
Right. If it all goes well and we just mind what's happening here in Washington State, we are very likely to end on time at the end of April. But if something happens at the federal level where federal funding for anything gets cut, we'll need to go into a special session. I've heard a few different figures, but our state budget is made up of between 30 to 40% from federal funds. A huge portion of that is from Medicaid.
Wow. When will we know if there's going to be a special session?
Well, we definitely won't know until the end, I think. We just bypassed a really big factor, which was Congress passing a federal budget in the form of a continuing resolution or a CR. So the CR is a temporary extension to the budget. They will need to try again at passing a permanent budget or another extension by September 30th of 2025. So if that happens and cuts are made, we may need to come back towards the end of September. Another hurdle is that the Trump administration's first round of tax law, called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, is set to expire in December 2025. So we'll be hearing about those negotiations for how to extend that law, I think, the rest of this year. We're already hearing about it, and I think we'll continue to hear about it. And what we're hearing now is very concerning ideas for health, like cutting Medicaid or Social Security to fund these tax breaks. So I think the legislature will be monitoring these conversations closely and determining if they need to alter our budget to prepare for anything that might be cut at the federal level.
I was so held up by what was happening at the state level that I didn't realize how much the federal policies impact our budget.
I know, and that's totally fair. There's a lot happening at the state right now that really needs our urgent attention. But it's important that at least some of us are paying attention to the federal level. So the last thing that we need to be paying attention to in this sort of federal landscape is what is happening next in Project 2025. We originally weren't sure how the Trump administration would use this playbook, but now it's very clear that they are following it to a T. So we are paying attention to what might happen to federal agencies that are in charge of public health and healthcare. This could impact how the state receives grants and contracts, which would impact our budget as well. So we've been so busy at the state level that we haven't been quite following what's going on, but now that's where our attention will go next.
Wow, it feels like the emergencies are just never going to end.
I know. But I assure you that people are watching out for the interest of health. Hopefully, our voices are going to make some dent in all of this noise.
Yeah. So back to using our voices at the state level. Are there any hearings this week that we want our listeners to participate in?
Lots of hearings this week. We will specifically be testifying in two of these hearings. The first is Thursday, March 20th at 1:30 p.m., which is a new tobacco tax bill, actually designated as NTIB. House Bill 2033, called the Concerning of Taxation of Nicotine Products. Essentially, there's a loophole in the law about which tobacco products are getting taxed right now. This is because the law needs to be updated for new products that had just have been invented since we created that law. So it would pull products into the current tax structure that are, one, made out of synthetic nicotine, and two, not heated or burned. So this would tax nicotine pouches, mainly from the company Zyn. It's going to tax them like other tobacco products that we have in the state. We know that taxes do help people quit, especially young adults, and especially if they are then sold to youth. It's harder for that to happen. Young adults are very price sensitive. So another hearing, our favorite, Friday, March 21st at 8 a.m., we are hearing House Bill 1531, the Communicable Disease Bill, in Senate Healthcare. If our listeners could sign in pro to this hearing by 7 a.m. on the 21st, this would be amazing. So we know that this one is going to get a lot of opposition and thousands of con sign-ins. So your sign-in, noting your pro position, just could help make some little dent. We're not going to match the con sign-ins, I will say that. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes for people to do that. And if anyone is interested in submitting written testimony about why this bill is important, that would be great. You can submit written testimony up to 24 hours after the hearing.
Great. So we've got marching orders for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look for the budget to be released before we release our next episode. I'm sure our listeners will be able to watch that on TVW.
Yep. Yep. So first, watch the economic revenue forecast recording, which was Tuesday, March 18th at 2 p.m. And then next week, watch the House and Senate release of their budgets. I'm sure they will each do a press conference on TVW. So make sure that you watch that.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you all next week.
That's right. Talk to you then. Thank you for listening to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. Have a great week.